Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dominic Catronio, on this Monday with the Brewers in St. Louis.
Good morning.
First time we'll see the Cardinals this season.
Yeah? Last time they were in St. Louis, they tore up the clubhouse. So, good memories.
Great. Hopefully good. That stink is still in the air.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to play something for you. This is Nashville Sounds over the weekend. Jackson Churio up to bat.
Here's the 1-1. And Churio fouls it away, and that one got a piece of Churio. And he hobbles out of the box on his right leg to keep the left foot from being on the ground, and he is in some agony. This is the last thing the Brewers need.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Hem on the call there in Nashville.
No, you know what, Jeff? It's on a list of last things the Brewers need.
So he was supposed to come back today. You would assume he's not going to now, right?
I have not heard anything right. That said, oh, he's definitely coming back. Like the Brewers even yesterday were saying, you know, we'll wait and see. And look, I know x-rays are negative. I'm not trying to be alarmist. I'm not trying to be the doom and gloom. X-rays negative immediately after something like that doesn't mean a lot to me. I mean, x-rays were negative on his hand a month and a half ago as well. And I'm not trying to say, he's definitely got a fracture.
You're not a doom and gloom guy normally.
So. Right. So, I mean, let's just, what's the worst case scenario is it's fractured and oh my goodness, he's down again. Or it's like, hey, just give him a couple more days. There's an off day Thursday and he's back at home Friday against the Yankees. Who knows? But the point being is he looked healthy on the hands fine. He looked healthy on the rest of the rehab assignment. And the other good news is Andrew Vaughn's definitely coming back today.
Boy, how badly do they need that bat?
Especially against lefties. I mean, you look at yesterday's lineup. The Brewers have reached this point where they are playing their lefties against lefties. And knowing they may have a disadvantage by doing so, but, you know, Jake Bowers is a great hitter. He's being picked on by lefties. He only faced lefties yesterday. You look at Garrett Mitchell at the top of the order. He's been quietly doing okay against lefties, but Terang has not been the same against lefties this season as opposed to last season. But again, we're a month into the year. You need that right-handed thump that the Brewers are so desperately missing with Andrew Vaughn and Jackson Churio. And you're only facing one lefty in the starting rotation this week against the Cardinals. That's on Wednesday. But the point being is this team is bottom three in baseball in home runs, and Vaughn and Churio have something to do with that.
All right, so now we'll go to the pitching. Logan Henderson looked great yesterday.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It's an unfortunate situation, but, you know, they lost the game, but that happens sometimes. But
he did his
great.
Job.
Yeah, he did his job. Yeah. So what do you do now with Logan Henderson? Would you assume he's going to stick around now, just given some of the other issues they got in the starting?
I believe he deserves at least another start, because the way I look at this rotation, they called up Logan in order to push everybody back a day, have Chad Patrick go tonight, have Brandon Sproul go on Tuesday, given the injury to Brandon Woodruff. And it's still TBA for Miz on Wednesday, but I'm leaning to, he's probably going to start on Wednesday.
Because he left Friday because of a hamstring.
Yeah, because of a cramp. I mean, it wasn't like a pull or anything like that. He went through his running progression, all fine there. But Logan, I sit here and I go, hey, he had a great AAA start his last time out, 5 shutout. It's like, all right, hey, I mean, he's going to be one of those guys. But the thing is, they've been very slow to build him back up. He had an elbow issue during spring training. He's got a history, a long list of injuries and surgeries. They've been trying to be careful with him. So that's the side of like, well, why isn't this guy staying in the big leagues? Well, he's only at 76 pitches right now. He'll probably get to 85 his next time around. And if he's that efficient, he'll get into the 7th inning. But the health question is why Logan hasn't been up in the big leagues as much as he has been. At the same time, I mean, I hope he gets one more start. Are the Yankees that matchup for him? I don't know, but that's where he would line up on the calendar.
Dom Catronio with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Can you talk my dad off the ledge a little bit?
That's what I've been doing every night.
Which is a hard thing to do. I know you have. Now, he's convinced that the Brewers in particular are snake-bitten with injuries. And I've tried to explain to him, and I think you could probably do a better job as you look across the league. Injuries are not unique to the Brewers. I think the thing with being a small market team is we can ill afford them when you compare us to LA or the New Yorks or all of those. We just can't absorb the injuries as some other franchises with more money do. But everybody's hurt all over the league all the time.
All the time. And I think what hurts right now and why it feels so much bigger is it's 3 everyday players and a bona fide two starters, you know, with Woodruff and Priester.
Yeah.
I mean, like, everyday contributors is what's down right now. Whereas some teams, and then on top of the bullpen, right, you've got two key left-handers in Koenig and Serpa that are down. And then you've got Vaughn, Yelich, and Churio, like we've talked about all season long, and it feels so bad. And then here's how I tell them, and there's still three games above 500 in the best division in baseball.
Right.
I mean, if it doesn't feel like last year, where the Brewers were, nothing could go right the first month and a half of the season. They weren't even above 500 until the first week of June. They even slid back down to nearly 500 in the middle of June, and then they obviously went on the biblical run that they did to win all the games they did. I'm not saying they're going to have another 14-game winning streak, but the point being is they are nearing the end of this storm when they finally get to be the team that they were projected to be. And maybe some of the kids down in AAA start to find their footing. Jet Williams is hot right now. Cooper Pratt is swinging the bat well right now. Logan Henderson coming up is a great sign for him too. Brian Fitzpatrick making his big league debut last weekend. These are guys that are still filling into the roles admirably that teams that aren't having that depth, aren't having those guys, are the ones that are like the Red Sox right now, that are like the Mets right now, that are panicking. Even after all that cash they spend, they're still, what, 5-6 games under 500 right now.
Hey, Dom, got some advice for you.
Oh, boy.
If and when you ever propose, just make sure your soon-to-be fiancé would be okay with you doing that at Fenway Park or at AmFam Field. I don't know if you saw that video or not.
Good news, already engaged, so we have joked about this every day. I hate ballpark proposals, and I'm sorry if anybody's listening. It's like, oh, I'm planning on doing it at the ballpark. Good for you, bro. Don't do it.
I don't know if you saw this video. Fenway Park. Put him on the big screen there. He proposes, and she gives him a look like and she actually says, "I don't know."
Oh God!
This poor guy.
Oh
and
God!
To top it all off, the Red Sox aren't very good this year. So
I did it under the whole bridge. We got it right. She said yes.
Very
We're all
nice.
Good there.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know. That's almost worse than no. So.